'em up and I roll. I'm back and I'm a high-tech G.I. Joe. I pray for peace, prepare for war, and I never will forget. No price too high for freedom, so be careful where you tread.
Texan Clint Black wrote I Rock and Roll with his longtime collaborator Hayden Nicholas. The song is only available as a free download on Clint's website, www.clintblack.com. He explains what inspired them to compose I Rock and Roll.
We were feeling great pride in America and thankfulness to the military who stands ready to defend our country and to help defend other peoples who want to be free. You know, we're both big history buffs and have a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for the veterans all the way back to the founding fathers who've fought for this country and died and those who continue to do it. And we wanted them to have a song that said, thank you, and we think you're the best, and take out the garbage and get home safely.
I Rock and Roll was written from a soldier's perspective. Clint talked about one of the most gratifying notes he's received in response to the song.
I received an email that said, I just wanted you to know I love your new song, I Rock and Roll. It's awesome. I sent the lyrics and download to my son, who is on the USS Constellation in the Gulf, and he emailed me back and said he played it on the aircraft carrier, and all the sailors were cheering. To know that they heard that means more to me than anything anyone wants to say on the negative side.
Other artists are using their celebrity to speak out against the war. Clint appreciates their First Amendment right, but feels it's destructive for the country to be divided now that the war has begun.
Everyone has the right to do that, but I think that we need to keep our eye on the ball here at home and don't forget that we are vulnerable to attack and that we'd be better served letting our president and our troops prosecute this war. History will bear out right from wrong, and they can place shame if they will at that point. But right now, no protesting, no debate is going to change the decision. And I feel that we really need to just stand united. This is a war. We do have an emboldened enemy, and we need to stand together behind our troops and behind our president.
Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks, also from Clint Black's home state of Texas, recently made an uncomplimentary remark about President Bush to an audience in Europe. Many country radio stations in the United States are boycotting the trio's music, and some fans are burning tickets they bought for the Dixie Chicks' upcoming concerts. Does Clint have any concerns about negative reaction to his song from those who oppose the situation in Iraq?
I can only hope that, people can see that I'm a fair-minded person and I have respect for everyone's rights and that I'm speaking from the heart and not being bitter and resentful and hateful. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm trying to express my patriotism, and hopefully that's what I'll be known for.
Following the September 11th attacks on America, Clint Black traveled overseas to perform for military troops stationed in the Persian Gulf. Although all USO and AFE tours have been postponed until further notice, Clint hopes he'll soon have another opportunity to play for troops. In the meantime, he has this message for the men and women stationed in the Middle East.
You're the best. Thank you for the sacrifices that you may make and the ultimate sacrifice. You won't be forgotten. We will do what we can to look after those you leave behind. And keep your head down. Stay safe. You're the best. And you do it for the best reason.
In addition to the free download of I Rock and Roll, Clint designed and is selling a T-shirt that bears a lyric from the song. All proceeds will go to Children of American Troops Lost in the War. I Rock and Roll recently made its debut on Billboard's country singles chart. In 1 week, it jumped up 22 positions on that list. Here's Clint Black with I Rock and Roll. I'm Mary Morningstar.
You can wave your signs and protest against America taking a stand. The stands America's taking are the reason that you can. If everyone would go for peace, there'd be no need for war. But we can't ignore the devil. He'll keep coming back for more. Some see this in black and white, others only gray. We're not begging for a fight, no matter what they say. We have a resolution that should put them all to shame. It's a different kind of deadline when I'm called in the game. I rack 'em up and I roll. I'm back and I'm a high-tech G.I. Joe. I pray for peace, prepare for war, and I never will forget. No price too high for freedom, so be careful where you tread. Now this terrorism, man-to-man, they can be no more than cowards. They won't show us their weapons, we might have to show them ours. Now it might be a smart bomb, they find stupid people too. If you stand with the likes of Sodom, one just might find you. I rock, I rack them up, and I roll. I'm a high-tech G.I. Joe. I got infrared, I got GPS, I got that good old-fashioned list. No price too high for freedom, so be careful where you tread. And you can come along, or you can stay behind, or you can get out of the way. But our troops take out the garbage for the good old USA. I rock, I rack 'em up, and I roll in the USA. I rock, I rack 'em up, and I roll, talking about the USA. I rock, I rack 'em up, and I roll in the USA. I rock, I rack 'em up, I roll, talking about the USA.